With Montana News, I'm Nate Hedgie. A local chapter of a national organization that promotes greater scrutiny of Muslims in the name of national security laid out its goals for the year this weekend. Nikki Willett reports.
This year, the Flathead Valley chapter of Act for America has five avenues of focus: increasing membership, bettering relationships with local churches, becoming more visible in the media, influencing how public schools educate students about Islam, and supporting legislation that upholds the supremacy of Montana law. Calvin Berenger is co-chair of the Flathead Valley chapter.
We're really concerned about what the going thing right now is the immigration problem. That needs to be solved.
Berenger says ACT is tracking Senate Bill 97, introduced by Senator Keith Regier, a Republican from Whitefish, which would prohibit the application of foreign law when it violates Montana law or the U.S. Constitution.
What we're finding, a lot of people, they want Montana laws and they want the Constitution followed in Montana, and that's what we want.
Similar legislation was introduced in 2015 but failed. ACT is also tracking about a dozen proposed bills that deal with refugee resettlement. About 100 people attended ACT's January meeting at the Outlaw Inn in Kalispell Saturday, where they screened the film Islam Rising about Dutch parliamentarian Geert Wilders, a far-right party leader seen as a likely contender to become the next Dutch prime minister. Wilders was convicted of inciting discrimination last month. ACT calls itself educational, but Montana-based and national rights groups say ACT engages in hate speech. In Kalispell, I'm Nikki Willett, Montana Public Radio.